So
Wait, hold on. Oh, shit. Well, I hope we don't have to do any soundboard stuff.
Why?
Because I didn't hit record on that channel before.
Whatever, dude. Fuck it. We'll do it. We'll do it like wee wee.
I guess
wee,
you know
wee,
the move would be to. I got excited because we were talking about the period of laundry where you start wearing the bathing suit.
Yeah, it's a classic. So I was in that for 3 months when his foot broke.
Dude, I was straight up showering in the same shit.
Dude, you're in a rolly office chair wearing a bathing suit.
Truly the worst time of my life. I was so depressed.
Yeah, I love that. You get the bathing suit on, you're fucking just going around your apartment in only a bathing suit, and you're like, look at me, I'm at the beach.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation.
I'm in a fucking Corona commercial.
Fucking Pensacola, baby.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fucking Daytona Beach.
Yeah.
Life's a damn beach. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been to Pensacola. It's pretty nice, actually.
Is it?
Or wait, have I been to Pensacola? Where's that? The Panhandle, right?
Yeah.
North Florida.
It's not bad.
I had to go down there for my great-grandmother's, like, 100th birthday party.
Damn, that bitch is still alive still?
She's dead now.
Oh, this was, thank God.
This good is, riddance.
This is back in my dad.
Rotten hell.
Yeah.
Was she cool?
I mean, she was like my entire life. She was like a billion years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't understand what they're like. That's your grandfather's mom, and I'm like, nah, you're getting a little too far. I'm still trying to figure out where dinosaurs fit into the picture with all this shit. My grandpa can't have a mom.
Grandpas don't have moms. What are you, a fucking idiot?
Yeah, that's insane.
But yeah, no, she was like in a wheelchair. She always had like cataracts. She always like,
damn,
kinda,
yeah, yeah.
You remember that movie? The Others?
No.
No.
All right. Well, it doesn't matter.
Does she have that look of like terror on her face?
Yeah. She looked like a witch.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You turn like a certain age and you just look like that painting,
like
Scream.
White.
You should be able to kill. And like, if someone asks, you should be able to shoot an old person
and
with
a
gun.
And she was that my whole life.
It would
life.
Feel cool.
Like, she was, I remember her being like on the brink of death like my entire life.
Yeah.
And then eventually she did die.
If you're having a party for that, like, does she even give a fuck?
I'm sure I've told this story on the podcast before, but one time, like, it was probably her last birthday.
She was sleeping and you put your dick in her mouth?
101st birthday. We're sitting in, like, the living room of my, like, grandparents' place, and she's, like, telling stories, and my grandpa's, like, enthralled. And she's telling this story about, like, fucking, there's some Chinamen that sold apples on the corner, and her friend would go pull his tail.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
I
she meant,
this.
Like, the queue. So she would, like, do this hate crime. And my grandpa's, like, smiling ear to ear, listening to this story his mom telling, and his balls are hanging out of his shorts. just giant balls.
Just old ass balls.
The greatest
they get longer
generation.
And plumper with age.
Yeah.
An old man's balls gotta stretch, bro.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, because I'm looking around the room looking to see if anyone's recognizing that this is just a story about a hate crime.
And you see nuts.
And then it's like, oh, his balls are.
He's a big fat old nuts. That's fucking awesome, dude.
She lived in Florida. I don't know if she lived in Pensacola or there, because when we went down for that birthday, there was like all these extended family members that I have no idea. They're like, this is your cousin TJ. I'm like, no, it's not, and I'm not gonna remember.
Yeah, fuck this guy. Yeah. I don't need more cousins.
Like, second cousins are always named like TJ or JP, or they always have letters.
Yeah. Americans really don't fuck with their second cousins. No. It's like, you are more likely to like a stranger than your second cousin if you're an
Greeks,
American person.
Because there's something sneaky.
No, how
there's something
you?
Sneaky
don't even get
about
started.
The second
Jews
cousin
are basically
thing.
All fucking inbred, so don't even start with that.
I don't deny it.
Yeah. The second cousin thing is like sneaky.
We just hook up with them.
I'm supposed to owe you something even though we've never met or whatever.
Well, that's Greek people, they're just, we don't even, like, we just consider them straight up cousins. Because that's the thing, I even think about it, if my cousin ever had a kid, I would consider that my nephew or niece. Like, I wouldn't even consider it
almost
like
any
a
of
second,
the people.
Anything.
Oh well, that's
because that's how close.
Yeah,
we are.
My cousin. Mm-hmm. My cousin has a kid, and I'm like, I would consider myself.
But that's a second cousin.
Granted, I've never met the kid, and yeah. never said congratulations on them having the kid. But in terms of like the schema,
yeah, yeah,
I understand the relational value.
Yeah. Yeah, like
not the emotional one, but in terms of like the weight of that connection.
Of course,
if we were to describe it as like a network with bandwidth,
yes,
there would be like a higher pass through rate between me and the.
Like my dad's cousins in Greece were my aunts. Like we just that's how we thought of them.
Yeah,
and they were pretty funny. One of them was like the neighborhood slut. Mm-hmm. Like they were, like we would meet
Aunt Stavros.
No, yeah. her name was not Stavros.
You were named after her.
I was named after my grandfather.
He was gendered.
First
after
of all,
her too.
Stavroula is the woman's version of Stavros. Mm-hmm. It's not
Aunt Stavroula.
Her name was not
Stavroula.
My name is not Stavroula. My name is Stavros, the man's version.
The superhead of Athens.
She was the superhead. Shouts out. I won't even say
her
name.
She sucked off the whole
just
team.
In case, but
she sucked off all of Olympiacos.
Let's call her Sula. Mm-hmm. She literally, it was so funny because like,
are there any like Greek myths that involve sucking dick? Because there's
almost all of them.
Yeah. A lot of them are like, oh yeah, Zeus fucked the dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's like some slut.
That's where the god of business comes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My favorite is Athena. So Zeus just fucked some bitch. And then there was a prophecy that that bitch's daughter was going to like be like stronger than Zeus. So he found out she was pregnant. So he just ate her. He just ate her whole. And then Athena cracked through his skull. And that's how she came out.
That's
how he tried to get rid of his side bitch was by swallowing her whole. Anyway, my girl.
That's some peasant shit to believe in.
Oh, we were all over it. Yeah. I love Greek mythology.
It's pagan.
I did too. When I was in sixth grade, I thought that was the coolest shit. Yeah.
It rocks.
Yeah,
dude.
It rocks.
I love learning about Greece and Egypt. When Gladiator came out, I mean, it's not Greece, but I loved all that shit.
Oh, yeah. It rocks. So my aunt, anyway, my dad's cousin, she, when we were like first going to Greece, and every time they would like, it would be so funny because we'd walk around the neighborhood and we would like introduce, like my dad would be like, oh, they'd be like, whoa, fucking, I can't believe you're back. Like, I thought you were in America. And like every dude we would see when we were walking with like my aunt, mm-hmm. let's say Sula, they just were like, hey, Sula, what's up? They were just like every guy they grew
like
up
fucking,
with ran through her.
Like
dude.
Best in Show.
Yeah, yes, yes, exactly. Everyone had that knowing fucking smile.
Yeah.
And she was cool. She was still hot up until, I mean, I haven't seen her actually, but she was keeping it tight.
I've seen her.
She honestly, no joke, had a very much Samantha vibe. She really looked like Kim Cattrall. She had that bob.
Really?
I would go so far as to say she might have even like done a late in life makeover to look like Samantha from Sex. And she was still getting it in. She was when I was there when I was like 15, she was fucking some like, I think she might have sucked off like a guy in the military to get her son out of having to serve or something.
You
she
can't
rocks.
Handle
the
truth.
Old Forrest Gump.
She pulled the fucking Sally Fields like a champ. The reverse Sally Fields. Sally Fields got her son in to school.
Yeah, that's when my parents sucked to put me in the military.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Forrest Pump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
he's got a big dick.
Yeah, he's got a big dick.
Oh, he's got a big dick.
Yeah, but he's retarded.
Yeah,
so just
got
movie.
A big old retard. Dick.
They
is
do have
the
big
movie?
Dicks.
I killed Jenny by fucking her too hard. I accidentally killed Jenny.
That was the first draft of Mice and Men. Mm-hmm. Lenny got in those walls so good he burst her out.
My name's her. Bubba. We got the same size dick, but for different reasons.
I thought Bubba was slow too.
No,
you're just a fucking just, racist.
He's
Adam.
Just a black guy.
Oh, he's just Southern?
Yeah.
He talked funny.
Yeah.
Southern
folks got a funny ways about them.
They sound retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
It's fun. I remember when I moved to Texas, the first time I heard like black people from Texas speaking.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, I have no idea. This is fucking wild.
Yeah.
Because never in my life was like, I can't understand black
people. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that, yeah, it's on
it's
another.
It's regional.
It's
yeah.
definitely. I'm sure Texas people have no problem.
Yeah, they get it. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right?
I don't think that's how they sound.
What? No, I was just saying yes, sir.
Oh,
to Nick.
Sorry, dude. I took this maca root.
Don't try and fucking put me on
blast. I took this maca root energy shot.
You know what I was thinking, actually,
Adam? I feel crazy.
Hold on, quiet down. You know what I was thinking? Remember last week when you were dressed like Thanksgiving?
Oh, you're bringing that up again?
Nick, do you remember that?
Fucking elastic waistband roasting me?
So, yeah, I'm dressed for comfort and agility. No matter what happens, I'm ready to go. Second of all, I was thinking that a really good nickname for you would be the Gobbler.
You can't come up with a roast.
Do you know why?
7 days later.
Do you
five
know why?
Days later.
Yes,
why?
Do you know why?
Yes, you can, because you said the date wrong.
Bitch.
Fuck.
Oh, got time to get a count.
You should know that. As a lawyer.
Well, actually, it's because you gobble cock.
Yeah, a lawyer by church.
God is ass.
I figured. Yeah.
You didn't figure, bitch, because you would have said it.
Because it's Thanksgiving.
You said Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Batman.
The Gobbler.
No. Don't choke me off, Rachel. Like, Batman, I've decided we can finally get Batman. Rachel, it's not what it looks like.
Adam's
you're gay?
In brown slacks.
You're gay with Thanksgiving?
God damn. You wear.
No, wait, you blew it for me.
God damn it, Gobbler.
I was finally going to get married to Rachel, and then I could cheat on her, which is what my dark secret.
You wear brown pants one time. You can't stop hearing about it.
They were wine colored.
All of the fellas right now are in all black.
Yeah, we're ready to do some.
We're kind of Antifa vibes right now.
We're ready to go to Portland to fuck up some Proud Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Just go beat up every Chinese person I see thinking it's Andy Ngo.
That's what Antifa does.
That's maybe all this anti-Asian violence that's happening recently is people just trying to beat up Andy Ngo.
Absolutely.
That's true. I would do it.
They're fucking around and then they're finding out.
I think it's Ngo.
Because
it's Nguyen.
It's Nguyen, right?
I always say Nguyen.
You say Nguyen?
I do.
Nguyen. I make it easy on myself.
Just give it a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I say Pacquiao.
Pacquiao.
I just say Nguyen.
Yeah, it's probably no. I think you're probably right.
Andy,
thank
no.
you. Yeah, but just a little bit of stank on it. No.
I don't even want to risk it. It's too close.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, Gobbler,
Andy,
what else is going
Andy
on?
Andy 90210.
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, Antifa has ruined my freshman year.
Antifa has ruined Tory Spelling's pussy.
Antifa threw a milkshake all over, all over the homecoming dance. I was going to get pussy this year at prom, but I couldn't because of Antifa.
Dude, that's what happened to me, too. That's why I didn't fucking high school.
Yeah.
Antifa stopped me.
Maybe if, because there's a lot of Asians, they want people to protest the, you know, and it's like, maybe you should get some, like, a P.F. Chan Tifa going. P.F. Chan.
P.F. Chan Tifa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, that was the nicest restaurant I could imagine. When
I first went, it did blow my mind.
I thought it was the fanciest restaurant
in
the world.
The horse statues.
It was so nice.
What the hell?
Lettuce wraps.
The chicken lettuce wraps were the
unbelievable.
Most,
I'll tell you
banging
this.
Food
back
I've
in the
ever
day,
had.
Their Mongolian beef, which has
so good.
Has changed in some way.
No, they fell off.
Yeah, it went.
I've only been like three or four times in my life, so it's still special to me.
Yeah, to be honest, was never really a big P.F. Chang's.
I used to go with
I dated
my
a girl that loved P.F. Chang's.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah, but I know her even more. Originally.
I knew her
no,
at the same time.
Wrong. You were in Greece.
Your back.
You were in Greece learning chocolate.
No, I had an innate knowledge.
Yeah, you had
I was a fucking.
You had
I
an older.
I was
in,
a fucking.
You had
prodigy.
An older. You had an older male mentor wearing wearing a dress that was teaching you chocolate.
I didn't need anything to be taught.
And you
by
were
me.
You were playing a lute.
And when it comes to chocolate, I was like one of those kids that goes to Harvard at 9 years old. I was in there with fucking grown men. They're like, "How's he doing?"
You
this?
Had a beautiful mind.
The Doogie Howser.
Doogie Howser fucking. Milk of Eon. And by the way, Greek chocolate is better than American chocolate.
You know what I had yesterday?
What's that?
A nice penis?
Yes.
You had a man's penis. Chocolate.
Dude, I can't wait to eat an entire Easter bunny to myself.
That's awesome. When is Easter?
I don't know. Sometime in April.
Mm.
I can't. Third Sunday.
Let me look that up because I love, dude. I might have a Greeky. I might fucking cook a whole lamb.
We should do. We should get another. We should get a cabin and record the rest of the show for the year. For
that would be awesome. Greek Easter is Sunday, May 2nd, so we got some time.
Yeah, so we'll do the two Easters.
The two Easters, bro.
The feast to Easter.
Easter, Greek Easter is so good, dude. God damn. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna cook a whole fucking lamb. I just decided.
What about cheek Easter?
I don't know nothing about Easter.
When fucking Jesus.
Yeah,
got
you
a
know,
shit
you know a lot about Easter. Actually,
no, I never heard of it.
You know a lot about it,
no,
so
I never
don't
heard
even
of
try
that.
And pretend.
I never heard of that.
I think other Jews are like, we didn't kill Jesus, we just tattled.
We suggested.
All we did was tattle.
Yeah. That's right.
Absolute haters.
Our hands
dude.
Are clean.
Yeah. Absolute haters.
It's all Pontius's.
You and Pontius are both going down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe you let Barnabas or whatever the fuck that guy's name is off.
I don't know that. I don't know who that
they
is.
Had the Jews had a chance. They had a choice between a notorious killer and our Lord and Savior, and they were like, fuck it, we get Jesus.
I drove through...
Barnabas goes free.
I drove through South Williamsburg.
Imagine how much
day.
Different the world would what? Be if a Jesus, instead of a guy that preached like love and tolerance and peace and you know, acceptance and God's, you know, shit, it was just a story about a guy that was just like sick at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like he came out of nowhere and then just like was the best at bowling. And then they played darts and he just crushed.
Yeah.
Sick at skating.
Yeah. And then, he could just, just do 360 kickflips.
Yeah.
And then it was an entire book of that. And then people went to church and they're like, so sick.
He's the best guy.
This guy was so
and
cool.
Verily Jesus crushed it.
Yeah.
And he was doing fucking 360s.
He fucked the teacher.
He got pussy from the teacher. Amen. Both of the hot teachers in the history department sucked his dick in the closet. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Then it would be nice because then people that were nice, you'd just be like, yeah, he's nice. I wonder why.
Yep.
And then, like, I guess some people are just like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Some people are sick with it.
Yeah, but he never got pussy.
He did, I think.
No, he didn't get pussy.
There's
that
a little
was the last temptation of Christ was pussy.
I remember that because I did read the book and watch the movie when I was, like, 15. And
sick
I didn't,
movie.
And none of it really penetrated. I was too stupid.
Scorsese.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Willem Dafoe playing Jesus is awesome.
Yeah.
And he was like dreaming about having a family and that. But isn't there's like a
I
gap in the Bible?
I call him Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, me too.
Why? Because of Boondock Saints?
Nah, because I'm Italian.
Oh.
I don't like guys that aren't Italian.
Damn, dude, Boondock Saints is awesome. I started watching it. It is hysterically good.
It's so funny. It's
that movie, I was so disappointed by that movie. A girl I like told me to watch it.
I loved it when I was 13, but I watched it recently.
When
it's
I was like
so
14,
bad.
15, I was really into like Goodfellas and Casino and shit, like Scorsese.
Yeah.
And some
good shit.
Some girl was like, yeah, you need to watch Donnie Darko and Boondock
Saints. Yep.
She told me if I liked Goodfellas, I'll love Boondock Saints. And I watched Boondock Saints, and I was like, this is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
What kind of girl was she? Like, what was her vibe like?
Like, you know, like any, like all women back then, which is just like, well, I guess not all of
course,
them.
Of course.
Spaghetti straps.
Dumb, yeah, alternative kind of like.
Pajama pants.
Really into Tool.
Yeah.
That's your MoCo showing right there, brother.
What were they called? Remember the they had a name for them, the bracelets that if you like pulled them
sex
off.
Sex bracelets.
Jelly?
Yeah, the sex bracelets. Yeah. But they had a name. Didn't they have a name?
You got them from the under a Coke cap.
Yeah.
You like tore out the middle and then you stretched it out. And if you tore this, if you ripped off a girl's sex bracelet, she had to fuck you legally.
That's it.
It was in the Constitution.
I didn't know about that. What
yeah,
the
stop,
fuck?
Stop. You totally missed it. You missed
I
that.
I would have been ripping. I would have been grabbing a bitch's
you
wrist
that part of the
fucking
law.
Day. Wow, I would have loved to get pussy like that.
Do you remember when
this will have to be a premium?
Yeah. Do you remember there was like that parent?
I'm not getting my phone out. We only have a minute left here.
Is the episode over?
No, we're just coming up.
Feels
on
like we've done it
on the 20 minute mark.
And let's just play it
19 minutes.
Dude, one time we should just do 20 minutes and just play
full disclosure.
Just run that back. That was solid 19.
Full disclosure, I got a tummy ache, so
yeah, I'm feeling weird from a energy shot from a juice bar.
Mm-hmm. And I am low cal.
Do you remember
low tea?
There were
no.
Like those,
yes,
there were like
I have too much tea.
You have a lot of tea.
I have fat balls, and I'm ball and a ball male pattern.
You have a lot of testosterone, but it's because you have so much blood because you're fat.
I'll take it.
Extra veins.
Thank you for admitting it.
But it doesn't power.
I don't
body.
Care about being fat. I'm fine with
it's
that.
It's like a fucking. You're talking about like a.
No, an you said I have a lot. Mm-hmm. You already said I have a
an
lot.
An F-350 with a
you
gallon
already
of gas
said it.
Versus a.
A very gay little fucking
a car. Yes.
No. I've got a lot. Very gay little fucking moped.
Yeah. I have a lot of tea.
With instead of a seat, it has a penis.
And the tea stands for Toblerone.
No, it's, no, that's good.
Yeah. No, I'm high tea. Yeah. No, we checked both ways.
We checked your tears. The test keeps coming back. I don't even know how it happened. The computer has switched it, so it doesn't say testosterone. It says Toblerone.
Oh, my God. I fucking loved my favorite part of world international travel was getting the Toblerone in the airport.
You
want to
know?
Child.
You want to hear,
nice
you wanna hear something wild?
Yeah, dude.
No
you
tax.
You want
to hear something wild?
No tax.
I literally had never had a Toblerone until January of last year.
What?
Yeah.
You
are
broke
you
ass bitch.
No, somebody sent me
you're
like
poor.
Somebody sent me like.
I feel like I've mentioned Toblerones to you before that.
I've only seen them.
Wow.
You I didn't saw know the triangle were. Package.
Well, they were always in like fucking hotel mini bars, and that was always like, don't. What,
for $40.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't fucking touch anything.
By the way, how nice is it to be rich and just like, yeah, I'm like, I'm going to eat all of these.
I still won't.
They don't put, and I haven't been to a hotel that does that anymore.
It's against my principles.
The TV's bullshit. You know how, like, now that I have the money to go to a hotel and it's like order something on the TV, and then the thing is, it's like, wow, you can rent Dan in real life in standard definition for $20.
Nah, that is true, though. You have to be very picky about your hotels ahead of time and check the TVs.
Yeah.
That's what you learn as a seasoned road
nah,
dog.
I mean, I'm more of the, like, hit hotel tonight, find the cheapest thing still.
Nah, you
now.
Can't live like that anymore, bro.
Hit back know. Page.
Some shit doesn't. Some
half
shit dies
an hour,
hard.
250.
I got out of my last relationship, and I made it maybe 6 weeks before I threw the bed out and went back to sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, that's funny. I give you that.
Yeah.
That's right.
But not me, bro. See, that's the thing about being growing up this type of poor that I was. You strive for Greek people. All you're poor and you strive for luxury that you can't afford. So now I'll always get the nicest shit, bro. I have an expensive ass mattress. I bought a nice fucking table, a nice couch. I'm trying to live like that, bro.
I guess I just don't like. I got that robe from the, for like I got a nice robe. But then the rest of that shit, I guess I'm not like a physical comfort guy.
Oh, all I love is comfort. I love.
You're new money.
I'm new money and I love vibes. I love having the correct vibes on deck. Mm-hmm. That's what I.
Now, something about like comfort makes me feel like I'm in a nursing home.
No, dude. You got to
like
enjoy it.
Like it's like the inside of a
nursing
coffin.
Homes aren't comfortable, though.
Yeah, no, but you know what I mean. It's like the.
Like a God's waiting room.
You don't know true comfort then.
I
You've
don't.
Never experienced it.
I don't.
You don't know how to have a good time.
I do know how to have a good time.
No, you think you do.
No, you think you do.
I absolutely. If who do you think enjoys their life more between me and you? Be honest with yourself, Adam. And I think you don't even. There's no question here. Who enjoys life more, me or Nick?
Me.
You're not even. You're not in the discussion. I'm happy. You're fine. You're right in the middle.
Yeah.
You're neither too high nor
too low. No, Sav, you enjoy life.
All I do is enjoy things.
Yeah, but you do it loudly, but not in a way that has any substance to it.
No. And there you go, thinking. That's your biggest problem is you think too much. I'm over here not thinking about shit. I have a comfy-ass couch. I have fucking snacks I enjoy. I got a grill. Mm-hmm. I'm sucking
I wake
titties.
Up at 6 a.m. and I go look at the sunset every morning. I'm truly grateful for it.
That is one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life.
The sunrise, nice. Not the sunset.
Yeah. You want to talk about no substance. That's some shit from a poem, dude. Congratulations.
And it works on me. It does. Every day. I get
what
up.
You
I go,
need is a big
I walk to the corner.
TV.
I get my coffee. And it's if the sun's out. Sometimes it's not, but just watching it come up, thinking about what I can do that day, what I can accomplish, that feels good to me.
Okay.
A cold shower, lift some
cold
weights,
shower.
Go get a cigarette.
And looking at the sunrise.
Yeah.
That sucks my dick so hard.
I honestly, I'm being put in a good mood thinking about waking up tomorrow.
Okay, how about that? That's the only good moment in your entire day.
Yeah. Once the sun goes down, once the sun goes down, it gets pretty shitty. I'll be honest with you.
I'll give you that. There's something nice about a rise, but that can't be where your day peaks.
Remember talking Chex Mix and
And what's worse about that? I won't say this.
And going through the enemies list on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, bro. That's my point. I don't think about shit that makes me sad.
Yeah,
because
at that point in the day, you've had 15 edibles.
Yeah, no, I'm off edibles. I'm trying to fucking transcend and not do... Well, listen, nothing's wrong with drugs every once in a while. But what's beautiful about the sunrise is you're thinking about the possibilities. Now, if there are no possibilities and the day ends with scrolling Twitter for shit that's going to make you mad and Chex Mix, not only... is that a loss? But you have now retroactively ruined that moment.
I don't know. I stopped listening and started thinking again about how nice the sunrise will be tomorrow.
That's you disassociating because you're getting owned emotionally.
No.
I enjoy
things. This is me enjoying my life while you complain about something that I don't even remember, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, listen, man. That's fine because I actually enjoy things. And now I'm thinking about things I enjoy.
You're saying you're going to dye your hair.
Shh.
Oh, no.
That's not... That's secret, dude.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
He didn't say that.
Because something about the light hit it where it was like kind of a Krusty the Clown collar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, maybe.
Yeah, dude, it's who knows, man?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I have things I like to look forward to.
Is that really... I can edit that out.
No, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I might dye my hair. That's not a fucking big secret.
I mean, why not? I mean, and people love surprises. And
true.
That one's kind of it's easy,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Oh, I'm going to hit him with it.
Yeah, I'm going to get a lot of plastic surgery before COVID's over.
What are you going to get?
Bigger lips? Rhinoplasty, bigger lips, fillers.
Getting fillers on the top would be awesome.
Get Korean.
Because your bottom is nice.
Let's all look Korean.
Bigger
let's all
nose.
Get
you
like
want to go opposite?
Let's all go Korean look.
Oh, yeah. Korean girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to be coming out of
what
this.
What if I want to fuck myself too much?
Looking like I'm in Blackpink.
If I look like a Korean girl, I'll just jack off to myself.
We should get Korean eyes and start a K-pop band.
That would be awesome. What would our name? What's a good K-pop name?
Huh?
Cumtown.
Cumtown.
Yeah.
Cumtown. Okay, that's not bad.
Cumtown.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You want to fuck me? Yakarakura, my god, you can't do it. He got it, you know, my dick is too small. Chingashiraku. Hey, suck my dick. Arigarubana, it is too small. The shit is too small. And his bones are smart too. Chingala kore 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 balls are smart too.
I love that where they mix the English and
it's
awesome.
So cool.
And then they'll rap in Korean.
Each of them have a rapper in the crew,
which is good. That's how it should.
You need one.
Linkin Park is the blueprint.
Yeah,
for that,
Linkin Park invented that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I've sucked too much fucking dick.
Did they ever explain the reason why that guy killed himself?
Chester? Depression, man. Life's hard.
That shit's not real.
Clip this for when Nick kills himself.
Yeah, that shit ain't. That shit's fake. Just put the phone down, man.
Oh, fuck. I sucked a dick.
I truly think I might be too old to kill myself now.
I know what you mean.
Because when I was younger, I used to think about it all the time, and I legitimately never think about it anymore.
Right. It's not as much of a tragedy.
It's not,
23, you kill yourself, you're like, oh, he had so much.
Well,
to
it's
live
also
for.
Because. You've lived through the things you would have gained. Like, you're not skipping 10 years that were worth killing yourself to skip. You know what I mean?
Now it's like you get depressed and you're like, well, I guess I'll just fucking sit here.
I guess I'll just do drugs and eat red meat till I have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Which is a solid way to go out.
Honestly, it's bad. You know, the early boomers have it figured out. Cause
they absolutely
all died. They all just died at 65 from heart disease.
Yep. Yeah. Got to fucking have awesome
cars. They're like, everybody's got to stop smoking so you don't die of heart disease. Instead, you get to have brain cancer at 75.
Yeah, dude. You know, fuck like, that.
No. Nobody wants that.
And that's why I'm saying...
Go back to heart disease.
That's why I'm saying you should be able to sign a paper that says when I turn a certain age, someone is allowed to shoot me in the fucking head.
Uh-huh.
And you know how fun it would be to fuck... You're putting out an old person out of their misery. It's not murder.
Uh-huh.
It's like it's going to a shooting range to the X degree. You know what I'm saying? You get to
when
extinguish
are we going?
Your
when
life.
Are we going to go shoot guns?
Maybe.
This week? It's supposed to be nice this week.
Maybe when... Where is a gun range?
I think Jersey, maybe. There's one in Manhattan, like, that's...
Yeah, but you gotta. I think you have to bring your own gun there.
Yeah.
No problem.
And the only people that have guns in New York City are Donald Trump and Robert De Niro.
Yeah, that's true.
Does De Niro have
guns? Those are the only two legal gun owners.
Trump's in Florida, though, right now,
it's
right?
It's Howard Stern, Donald Trump, and Robert De Niro. Mm-hmm. Those are the only three people who are legally allowed to carry a gun.
Yeah, Trump's in Florida because he's too scared to come back, you know.
Oh yeah, because
show his damn face here around in New York.
Mm-hmm. He'll get fucked up.
Yeah,
huh?
He will really fuck around and find out.
Damn. Fuck. What was I gonna say?
Something about Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's cute.
Best president, dude.
Dude, he honestly has the best life.
Yeah.
That, like, just Delaware to president. Who gives a fuck about Delaware?
Yeah. It's just...
He
it's
got
just,
to rape.
A
no
whole state
cares.
That's nothing but, like, a speed trap and a scam.
All it exists
business.
Is to toll yeah, two tolls yeah, and credit card companies. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, fuck... Honestly, fuck Delaware. It's a speed
Delaware
bump.
Can
it's
absolutely
literally
suck
a fucking... It looks like a speed bump on the map. The way
no,
that had that circle shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, it's like, semi-circle that they're like, can we get have some of the interstate?
Fuck you.
Fuck Delaware.
Two tolls, you pieces of shit. And they don't have a good food. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. There's no the Delaware thing, you know? Yeah. Like, there's Philly cheesesteaks.
Ass. That's what they
Delaware
do.
Delaware ass.
Yeah.
That was really the only good thing.
You haven't lived until you've eaten Delaware ass.
That if that's a Ian's got to fucking pay money to be the spokesperson.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Ian's from there.
We got Ian. I had a wonderful time with Ian and Gail. Gail made us a delicious steak and lobster
Ian.
Dinner.
I haven't seen Ian in months.
I know. I miss Ian.
She's probably doing well.
I saw him getting a coffee.
What do you mean, no chance?
Ian needs to be around people, dude. Ian's a social guy.
I think he's been so. He's been Twitch streaming.
Oh, really?
I think he's like gone fully. Yeah.
Is that streamer now?
I just feel like
that whole crew. They're all playing Warzone.
No, I think they. I don't know that they do it regularly.
Oh, I don't know.
I just see it. I mean, it's on. They post on Instagram sometimes. But also, Twitch streaming fucking sucks at a certain point.
Yeah.
You either have to do it, like, constantly, and that sucks my dick.
I remember thinking, like, wow, that would be so cool to just play games online when I was a kid. And now, like, at no point have I ever, like, even remotely been interested in Twitch streaming.
Because you're not enjoying gaming. You're, like, performing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you got to be aware of shit. I just want to fucking game and... not speak and like, you know.
Yeah.
But some of it isn't video games. Some of it is just people talking.
Yeah, like I used to do Stabby Solves Your Problems on Twitch. It was
right,
fun.
Right, right.
You can do a show that way for sure. Uh-huh. Yeah,
and they're all really, you can get really famous from it.
Yeah, but you got like Hassan, that motherfucker's big on there, but he literally streams fucking 12 hours a day. It's insane.
What does he talk about? Socialism?
He killed a dog on there once.
Yeah, he strangled
a
boxer.
He killed a dog.
That's where he like got his kind of
that's
fame.
Hot yep. privilege. Hot
yeah.
privilege.
It's hot privilege.
Oh,
yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, it's Turk privilege. That's right. The thing.
He
no
was,
one expects
he was
them.
Dressed like Lenny Kravitz's girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
And then he...
That's how he got away with it.
He like, what would you say? It was a boxer.
he strangled
the
boxer.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz's girlfriend is, what the fuck is, well, his ex-wife, you mean?
Yeah, I couldn't
Lisa
remember.
Lisa
Bonet.
That's it.
I would love to fuck Zoe Kravitz and Lisa Bonet.
Fucked both of them.
You actually didn't.
No, I didn't.
Remember when Lenny Kravitz's penis.
That was awesome.
That was the coolest
one of the,
thing that ever
one
happened.
One of the best gifts you'll ever see in your life.
The absolute coolest thing that has ever
happened. He crouches down. He's wearing leather pants. His big-ass dick just bobbles down.
He's playing electric
he's
guitar.
He's playing electric guitar.
That's
his
the
leather
thing.
Pants split, and you see he has a big cock. That's one of the most win-win-win situations
there's
in the world.
There's never been a cooler thing that has ever
but
happened.
But then there's like a telescopic lens. Yeah. Like
directly. Like it's focused on his cock somehow.
It just flops, too.
Awesome.
The physics of it was so
to have
funny.
A flop like that. I'll never. My dick will never flop.
Oh,
like that.
Fuck. God. Yeah. That's
while you're shredding, though.
Big, in insane. Fact, I gotta look at this real fast.
Yeah, I wanna see it. I wanna see that.
Lenny Kravitz penis. Let's see this.
I can't believe I forgot about that. See, this is another thing that I could just sometimes I'll wake up in the morning, remember, go get my that. Coffee.
Yeah, he's
I'll go look at the sunrise and think about Lenny
his
Kravitz.
His soft penis looks like. If my penis is the hardest it ever gets, that's what my dick looks like.
It's still pointing down.
It's, yeah. Fuck, dude. Where's the video? Okay, here goes the GIF.
He's really cool. That's so cool.
That's so funny.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, let me just
before I give
up.
It over to Adam, let me look at it a little longer.
Let's see that guy's penis. Wow, so funny.
That is, oh man, imagine how awesome his dick is hard.
How's that? That has to be that has to be on purpose.
No,
and there's
I don't think
chicks
so.
Behind him,
dude.
Sexy chicks. And your tongue is out? Oh, my God.
People
he's
already
so cool.
want to fuck you. People already he's probably cool. think you have a big dick. So cool. And then they see how nice and big it is, and you don't
God,
even...
I will never do anything that cool in my entire
no,
life.
Dude. It's so fun.
Not even 4% as cool as that.
I wonder if I could, like... Inject my cock with saline and get it to look like that. Soft.
You definitely can go
and
to Southeast Asia and do
leather.
That.
You gotta start wearing yeah.
leather pants. The rip of the pants is just so perfect. The penis just escapes just perfectly. Mm. It's honestly like God.
It
just,
makes you want to catch it.
God
in your
just
mouth?
Blessed. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it just makes you want to just be. Laying down between his legs.
Your mouth. Agape, begging
a
for
Twitter
it.
Twitter account, Lenny Kravitz's dick.
Nice.
And it's just, there's one tweet, and it's a
picture. It's a close-up picture of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's wearing like a cock ring at the top.
Mm-hmm. Was he?
He was wearing something.
Under your pants, you're wearing penis jewelry?
He seemed, but you know what? If it's going to be anybody, it's like
Lenny
Kravitz.
Yeah.
He's probably
no one else could pull that off.
Like the guy from... Dave Navarro probably would also, but it would be less... God. He would have a piercing, not jewelry.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. That pisses me off when I hear... Think about men piercing their penises.
Huh?
Dave and Wardo.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yep. And I said...
From counting...
The N-word!
From counting crows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm. There's too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
That guy got pussy, which is crazy.
Adam Duritz.
Yeah.
I guess it's not crazy. But that hair is horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get pussy.
Adam, I know. I had that thought. I was like, yeah, you know, I got pussy. I can't. I'm honestly, he can sing.
Yeah, he sings good. Well, I think people want to hear about Long John Silver's.
Okay.
As long as we're...
I've never been.
As long as we're just cruising right through this episode.
Oh, yeah.
As long as we're hitting it.
I thought we should have ended at 19 minutes.
Just a nice... You know what? I felt good about things until you said that. And I was like,
I'm sorry
are we running
I said
out of steam?
That.
And then I became self-conscious.
No, you can't do that, dude.
No, I'm sorry to put that in your mind.
Shut the fuck up, Adam.
Well, I was apologizing.
It's too late.
All right. Yeah, so Long John
You know,
Silver.
As a child, I never had it, and I always dreamed of it. And now I feel like I've built it up too much in my head to ever
I had it maybe once as a kid. And
they
I
have like a box
They got
situation.
Hush puppies. And it yeah. I loved it. And then I never went again, and then I went again when I was maybe 20.
Mm.
And, you know.
Have you been since?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Here's what we're going to do. We have to make a syllabus for the next
But
cabin.
I tell you, those folks, they deserve 15 an hour.
Absolutely.
The flip a hamburger guys, they can go fuck
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah.
But the Long John
Silver's...
You make
a hush puppy.
Yeah.
You get 15.
You get 15 an hour.
Fight for 15 if your food is good enough.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I understand. Why don't we just raise the minimum wage to 15, but then make everything else worth less? Mm-hmm. Or make the dollar worth less.
Yep. Deflation.
To offset. Yeah, inflation.
Oh, inflation.
I guess that would be, that would be like, so just make it so that, like, you know, everyone gets $15 an hour, uh-huh. but now every house costs $8 million.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good plan.
I was thinking you would go the opposite way, where every house would cost less.
No.
No.
No, you just make stuff worth, like, it's more expensive.
Mm. That's smart.
That seems like a good answer.
Yeah. That's a really good ass motherfucking answer. I like how we're getting $15 minimum wage when $15 is dog dick now.
Yeah. Well, the fight for 15 thing, wasn't that from like 2012?
Like when we were in middle school. Like,
yeah. I mean, what the fuck? Like, I don't ever, honestly, I've never looked into it more than just at like infographics in terms of like how much the dollar is actually worth year over year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If it kept pace with inflation, I think from the original time, it would be like $22 an hour or some shit like that. Who the fuck is Kristen Sienema or whatever the fuck, she's dumb bitch?
She's a bi.
Everyone was like sucking her off because she had pink hair and she was like bi. She's against $15
an hour. She was a troop and an anarchist or something.
Oh, dude. That's a bitch that watched Juno too many times.
A phony ass.
She stinks.
She stinks.
Her and Joe Manchin's fucking crooked nose ass. And then some other rich fucking Democrats. Should we, not us, and as a joke, should somebody kill those people?
As a joke?
I don't know, Stav. I'm looking at her now. It looks like you might fuck this.
I'm not saying I wouldn't fuck her.
I don't know.
How old is she? In her prime, I would definitely slip a little fucking sausage.
You're like, sausage. Yeah, I had a show in Allentown, and I got jacked off by Kristen Sinema.
Dude, I would. Oh, yeah, on the road in, like, some
that's
horrible
like a
place?
Girl
without question.
That's a girl you get jacked
without
off.
Without question.
You
I'm
get jacked off in Central
I'm getting
PA.
Top at the Holiday Inn Express from Kristen Sinema.
No, definitely.
Yeah,
10
hell
years
yeah.
Ago.
10 years ago with the little Bob.
Absolutely.
What the fuck is good,
just
Kristen?
Cruising into the finance office, getting some pussy from the underwriter.
I got some under my balls I need you to inspect, and expect.
But no, she's looking like kind of dog shit here.
Yeah.
She's got like, she looks like a French cartoon.
She looks like fucking,
you know what I mean? You know how French people draw women?
Yeah.
Where they're like, she has the garbage ass, and the knees are knock-kneed.
Yeah.
We draw her like she smells so fucking bad. I love to draw women. I love to have big feet and flat ass, and the whole body is just bones and saggy tits.
Yeah, they're like skinny and fat at the same time.
Yeah.
Which sometimes, honestly, can scratch a certain itch for your friend over here.
Really?
Stavros.
Skinny and fat?
Yeah, I don't know. What can I tell you? I like to fuck all different shapes and sizes.
Maybe you're French.
No, I'm a French. Sapiosexual. Fuck. I'm a fucking sapiosexual, dude.
I like to fuck every type of bitch.
Every type of bitch. I'm a sapiosexual. I'm an intellectual that likes to fuck every woman in the world.
Yeah, dude, I fuck dogs. I fuck hot chicks. I'm a fucking sapiosexual.
we're appointed a sapiosexual to the head of the Pentagon. They said that they want to go in and fuck every country in the world. And I said, that sounds like a good idea.
Damn, dude. Yeah, we need more sapiosexual representation.
We need sapiosexual representation and poly representation.
We need sapiosexual visibility.
I'm thinking about maybe I become a rapiosexual.
You already were, Joe.
I like raping people. There's no way Joe Biden hasn't raped like 5 people.
I love that clip of him like kind of saying the N-word.
Yeah. Well, it just sounds like it.
It just sounds like it, but it's just, you know, to even have that happen.
To even get close.
Just like 3 weeks
in. I don't even think it fully sounds like it.
Wow. Okay.
You have to be really
fun police.
Looking for it.
Wow.
The fun police is here.
Not only fun police, but also regular police.
I just don't like you disrespecting the fucking
and
president.
And you know what?
ACAB.
Yeah.
Right now, Adam.
What? He's not a cop.
You are.
President.
You're being a cop.
I'm not a
you're
cop.
You're the N-word police. And we're trying to have fun. And somebody called the party on. And you showed up.
Yeah. I would love it if conservatives started accusing people of being N-word, of policing the N-word. Well, these people are just policing the N-word.
Dude, by the way, you want to talk about some bullshit.
What's that?
and being a sapiosexual, they made fucking Lola Bunny not hot.
Oh, I know. It's a disgusting.
Who's Lola Bunny?
She's the girl Bugs Bunny from Space Jam.
Remember, dude, how
but
she was
hot.
They let a French guy draw her?
Honestly, yes. Basically, yeah. Literally, your description is exactly what she looks like now.
Well, we're doing Space Jam.
She's got no titties, Space and she's white.
And then this one,
flat ass.
Michael Jordan has a big cartoon penis. And I can't wait to suck on it like a baguette.
I'm going into the toon world to have sex with this big
cartoon penis. It is called Race Jam, and they kidnap Michael from the jungle. And they bring him to Monster Town. And Lola, her body is disgusting. You want to put out cigarettes in her pussy and then lick them out. And then have a piece of chocolate. And then espresso. And then you suck on Michael Jordan's cock.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, you got the job. You're in charge. You're doing Space Jam too.
You're the artist for Space Jam. Yeah.
Dude, what sucks is the fucking synopsis, like, LeBron.
And you're gonna disagree with this, but the original Space Jam is a fucking atrocious movie.
I haven't seen it in 10 years.
No one says it's a good movie, but it's a, you know.
Even in the world of children's movies, it is a shit movie.
It just has too much. It just meant too much to me at the time to agree with you.
Yeah. Oh, no, I loved it as a kid.
Yeah.
But looking back.
Mm-hmm. But is it even worth saying that it's shit? Isn't it supposed to be shit?
To me.
Well, no, there's some child,
you don't have to
child
police.
Movies that are still good. You don't even try them. You're the cop.
You're policing.
You're fucking Corporal Gobbler right now.
You're policing baby movies from
And you
a
were
long
policing whether we could laugh at Joe Biden saying the N-word.
I'm saying you can laugh at it, of course, but it's
well,
not
it's too
really.
Late. Too little too
we're
late.
We're gonna make a baby movie about Adam's penis. That's We went all the way to Hollywood, and we said we got to find a star for this. And they said that we can't even find an actor that can pull it off. All the computers in the world that couldn't make a penis that looks that small. So we got Adam to do it.
Yeah, it just feels good to be getting the work, especially these days.
Space Jam. Okay, you can say that about Space Jam, right? Yeah. But at least it was the idea was clean and nice. It's like aliens fucking, it's Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes versus aliens, or the Looney Tunes are slaves.
Aliens who steal the powers.
Who steal powers
of real
basketball players.
Cool.
Now,
Stav is a little boy, like he fantasized about a movie called Taste Jam.
Mm-hmm.
Where
I could taste as many jams I wanted. Before.
Apricot.
I didn't have to fantasize. Yeah. I knew all about apricot. I knew about orange.
Where cartoon
I knew about
characters
strawberry.
Would take him to a different world, a competitive eating world where you wouldn't get even fatter.
Oh, that's awesome.
You had to eat as much as possible.
That would be nice. No joke.
Where Bugs Bunny's like, please keep eating more cakes, Stavros.
You're saving
we
us.
Need someone to eat all the butterscotch crimpets.
You're a hero, Stavros.
Yeah. But I don't want to get even fatter. I'm already dying.
It's the cartoon world.
I've already eaten our family out of Greece.
Dude, child me or current me? That's my current dream.
Yeah.
I would love. Dude, Taste put gym. Me in a room where I can't get fatter and let me eat whatever I want.
That'd Everybody awesome. Is fat and they want to kill themselves. I want to suck on some tits. They want to have sex just a couple more times before they kill themselves. Everybody get up. It's time to fuck one more time before I put a gun in my mouth and kill myself. Here's your chance. Fuck one more time and then kill yourself.
All right.
Damn.
Everybody fuck me inside my ass now.
Everybody stretch out my fucking hole now.
Not on my face, call me a faggot.
Oh, anyway, this movie's about.
I've done a new song for the movie. It is a new song also.
Yeah, it's about apparently an AI played by Don Cheadle is trying to steal LeBron's Instagram followers.
What?
And he has to beat him at basketball. I don't fucking get
that
it.
That sucks.
And LeBron's got a fictional son.
What the
son.
Fuck is it? That's like that's fucking gay, dude. It's not
I
like
know.
The original Space Jam was like, there's a VHS tape.
Yeah.
That's got, and there's a CD that you have to, the guy who uses CDs.
Oh, it's going to be bad. it's fucking stupid.
Fucking Instagram?
Yeah, it's an AI that's, and then, and apparently there's, they said there's cameos from like classic movies. So it's like...
Like Casablanca?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Casablanca's legit one of them, and like...
Why? Isn't it a basketball movie?
I don't fucking know, dude. It's fucking... It sounds so bad. It's gonna be bad. And the tunes look stupid. Yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared for, you know, for the Space Jam legacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it is kind of scary if Don Cheadle stole your Instagram followers. Imagine Stavi Baby 2, you open up your phone, zero followers.
Zero followers, Don Cheadle's Don got Cheadle's them all. Don Cheadle's is fucking...
I gotta see, what do you mean they made Girl Bugs Bunny not hot?
They made her dumpy. They said instead of hot, she's strong
she's
now.
She's powerful.
Pathetic.
And you know what? It's not that I have a problem with the body type of little titties, big ass. That's a great
That's
body
fun.
Type. I love to get in the mix with that.
Space Jam's Lola Bunny goes from very sexualized to sporty in sequel.
Does not go to sporty. I would not call her sporty.
Fucking,
she
she's got cankles. She looks less athletic.
Exactly.
What is all this fucking like prehab shit she's got on? She's got like kinetic tape on her shoulder.
Yeah. It sucks. Yeah. And by the way, there's plenty of sluts, hot sluts that are good at sports.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what's fucked up. I used to jack off Lola Bunny when I was a fucking kid. It got me ready for an entire lifetime of wanting to fuck girls on the basketball team. Mm-hmm. And I still do. Shouts out to Liz Cambage. I don't know if you guys have ever seen her.
She's very big.
So hot. She's huge. She's much taller than me. I would love to get dunked on by her and then just manhandled in the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
With my she's laughing at my little ass dick.
I would like to be sitting courtside as like a husband.
No. I mean, I'll take that too, but I would love to be sexually dominated by her.
But you know how like there's like basketball
then,
wives. What about like us being?
Yeah, dude, let's be
husbands.
Basketball husbands. We're getting cucked all the time by
yes,
our fucking.
Yes, yeah.
Well, they changed. It's not just the body, because I'm like, I'm really trying
her
to see.
Her face is fucked up.
They made they gave her like they extended the face so that it's like. Like, if this were an actual woman, it would look like a woman that's got, like, gout or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she has, like, a fucking thyroid problem.
And you know what?
She doesn't look strong.
And you know what they're saying? These motherfuckers are saying a hot woman can't be fucking powerful.
Can they change it back?
And that pisses me the fuck off.
Is it too late to change it back?
They changed Sonic. Remember, Sonic looked fucked up, and then all these nerds were mad.
Yeah.
And they changed him, and he looked better. But I think it's too late to give him
fat tits.
Well, we
gotta get mad.
And here's
the
thing.
If we don't get mad, they're not going to do it.
She can have small tits. Again, that's not the issue here. It's her whole vibe looks off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know
she
what I'm
doesn't
saying?
Have like she doesn't have a
And this is the one vibe. This is the one that Ta-Nehisi Coates is directing it, right?
Yeah, he is.
I think so.
Yeah. He is.
I think it's written by D-Ray and directed by Ta-Nehisi. I think I saw some of the chatter about that.
Yeah, I believe so.
Because Don Cheadle is trying to steal black bodies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Black bodies and black spaces.
And black spaces.
I did see Ryan Coogler, who's producing it, say something about how it's like about LeBron gets trapped in the server verse or some bullshit. They're in a computer. They're not in space.
Oh, it's like Tron?
It's sort of like Tron.
That's kind of cool.
But here's the thing. So he's trapped in there, and he has to find the Looney Tunes to play basketball. It's like, bro, if you're in the... Go to Space Jam and get Michael Jordan if you're in that server. Get Charles Barkley. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get the Monstars to be on your fucking team, actually.
Yeah, because you're in a computer.
Because you're in the fucking computer. So yeah. I got a lot of issues with this fucking movie that I'm going to watch it with an open mind.
We'll do a review.
But I'm fucking pissed off of everything I'm hearing
and
seeing.
When is it coming out?
I think in the summer.
Well, movie
be on
theaters
HBO
will be
Max.
Back open. We'll go.
It'll be on HBO Max.
We'll go watch it in the theaters.
We'll go watch. We'll do drugs in the bathroom and go watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot up in good. The bathroom.
Yeah, dude. I'm excited to,
is it the
to
heroin
get
era?
Fucked, to get fucked up.
When are we switching to heroin?
In the AMC Union Square bathroom. Doing
oh,
drugs.
Yeah. Dude. I still, one of my best memories of my life is taking so many fucking mushrooms, I was barely able to be in public.
Dude, you gotta
and going
getting,
to see Star Wars.
Becoming dysfunctional before going to like walking in the movie, making through the concession stand where they're like, "Do you want cheese on that?" And you're like, "Fuck,
dude, I was thirsty the whole time I watched Star Wars, but I was too scared to go to the concession stand."
Yeah.
I would go to the bathroom and sip water from my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And literally, when Babu Frick came on the screen, I was laughing so hard. People
Babu
thought I was
Frick,
retarded.
They got a black Boba Fett now?
He's that little puppet. Anyway, literally, the people around me thought I was like a retarded man having the best day of my
Babu
life.
Frick.
Babu
Frick.
Babu Frick
thing.
Set me the
That's
fuck off.
That's what you are and what was happening.
You're right.
It's not what they thought. They must have thought it was some big fat retard without a family, fucked up on drugs, watching a children's movie by himself.
I was with my little brother. I was with my little brother.
His quote unquote,
thank you very much.
You really
brother,
pulled the wool over their eyes.
His
they
quote unquote
no
little
idea.
Brother, who's also a 30-year-old man.
He's 28.
They had no idea it was one of
his. He's also a drug addicted 30-year-old.
In fact, it was one of America's.
I was taking my baby brother to a movie. Yes, we're equally bald and
no, I'm the only bald one. How dare you besmirch my family's good name? Everybody sucked dick.
Those dummies in that theater didn't know they were sitting next to one of America's finest minds.
Finest minds, me, my brother,
Stav
my roommate.
The brain.
Stavros the brain.
It's mostly they downgraded her thighs.
Yeah, because I like. Because that's the thing. The nice thing about a body they gave like her, that is some of the best thighs of all time.
They gave her kyphosis.
What's that?
She's like got it like a hunchback. She's got bad posture.
Oh, she's disabled.
Fucked. Yeah.
And here's the thing, basketball players, when you jack off, to
you know
them,
what she looks like?
They have great thighs.
She looks like an open micer that's about to play a charity game at the Creek, and then and then spend the next 8 months doing GoFundMes for her ACL surgery.
Not everybody fuck guys, but yeah, dude, jack off. To, go.
Skylar
look at
Diggins.
Mm-hmm.
She's perf.
You want Brittany Griner?
No, you want Brittany Griner.
You do, bitch. You actually do? I don't. I you already said
Brittany
I want to fuck Liz Cambage, so fuck you.
No, yeah. I want.
If they did this to her, then they need to make Foghorn Leghorn more racist.
Yeah.
That's how you even it out. I told you I'm not stepping on the court with any of them. The game doesn't have any respectability, son.
Mm-hmm. All these players are selfish these days. It's all me, me, me.
Showboating. Reckless showboating up and down.
Dr. James Naismith is rolling over in his grave. These animals have
Foghorn
taken his...
Foghorn hates the Brooklyn Nets.
His beautiful game away.
What do we got, dude?
I don't know. Some bitch dressed up.
Oh,
like,
hell yeah.
Dressed up like the cartoon?
I would love to fuck a girl dressed like...
You know
like
what sports girl
logo.
I
would... Let's click on this. Find out her name, address, where she lives.
Mm-hmm. You know what sports girl I would
please.
I would make love to.
Let me know.
The soccer goalie, Hope Solo, the one that beats men.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so with you.
I
on
would
that
get
one.
Domestically abused.
Look at some Reddit guy just saying, without the ears, she's just a slutty basketball player.
Shut get the fuck up. You fucking loser.
Yeah.
I hate him. What's his r/? Or his u/? Or
let's
whatever?
Dox this guy.
Let's dox his gay ass. I fucking suck on my dick. I'm fucking gay now.
What else is in the news?
I don't know, but I got on my phone and that now.
Now everybody's on their phones.
Tough week in the markets this week, Sav. You see that?
Oh, big time. I give a fuck a lot and trust stocks and understand them.
Yeah, dude.
Here's somebody made her fat.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh, my God. Good?
See, what if they had done this?
This
what if they're
would be
like,
awesome.
We had to unsexualize her.
She's not fat. She's curvy as shit.
And they made her like
make her a BBW?
50 feet tall. Yeah. There's like
huge
stink
thighs,
lines coming
titties.
Off her feet. She's like clearly pregnant with Sonic.
No, that's a hot. Do you tell me that's not hot, dude? You're out of your mind.
No, it is hot, but I'm saying, never mind.
Who's this?
I don't know. Just more like DeviantArt drawings.
Nice. Yeah, these are all much better.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm trying to fuck Lola. Dude.
We had Ta-Nehisi Coates on why he decided to make Lola Bunny a she-muscle woman that's 50 feet tall who devours bugs, who has to eat Bugs Bunny in one bite.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just search Lola Bunny porn.
Yeah, no, just do Lola Bunny DeviantArt.
Damn. Okay.
Is there Space Jam parody porn?
Oh, dude, she's fucking Michael Jordan in this one.
Let me see. She's cucking bugs. Oh, that's sick.
Stop staring already. You dress like
damn. This. I wish I had a Latina rabbit girlfriend.
Me too. Me fucking. Oh, how about this one where you can see? Her
oh,
asshole?
This is awful. This you is look. This is like obviously an autistic kid that's bad at drawing, and it's still not as bad as the one that they.
Yeah, yeah, that one's yeah, really fucked up.
This looks like Waluigi.
It's pretty bad.
This one's pretty good. Yeah, this
yeah
nice
Lola
porno.
Bunny version 1 by the Wolf Fury on DVD.
That guy's cool.
Yeah. What can this I say? I just thought I would try to make Lola Bunny for the Looney Tunes cartoons. Not only did I grow watching the cartoons as a kid,
wow,
Lola is also a babe and a half.
Dude, this guy got a tattoo. Where Lola Bunny,
she's got two
got
carrots
the carrot
in her pussy.
In her pussy, one in her pussy, one in her ass, and one in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. It's a tattoo. Respect.
My friend, she was doing Teach for America.
Yeah, I know.
And she had a parent come in once and yell at her, and the mom had a tattoo of a sexy woman being fucked by a panther. And she was like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, she was yelling at her and she like couldn't stop looking at the tattoo of the sexy
of
woman.
Of course.
I would say Jimmy Carter's like still going around building people's houses.
I think he's almost dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did it for so long.
I know.
He's a tight guy.
Well, it's funny to imagine like somebody living in like a 97-year-old built like Jimmy Carter built a house.
Yeah, it just sucks.
Yeah, it's so
the fucking all the door
outlets
frames
are like
coming out.
Yeah.
Every window is letting in a huge draft.
I'd enjoy a home.
I hope you have a good time.
Time to go back to the peanut farm.
He built his own guitar last year. There's a cute picture of him holding.
What is it
guitar
with you and guitars?
Yeah, shut up, Adam, dude. You're never gonna be good at guitar.
You got boomer interests.
What are you talking about, dude?
You got boomer ass interests.
It's honestly
what's
pathetic.
Wrong with the guitar?
It's fucking gay to want to play it and suck at it.
Yes.
Of course.
You
but
can't,
it feels nice
it,
to play.
It is boomer shit.
On
dude.
Your own, it just feels nice to play when you're alone.
Ugh, boo.
Why?
Boo.
I'm not trying to show off. I'm not trying to hot dog.
Shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm not trying to play, you know.
Yeah, but honestly,
I'm not trying to do hip-hop basketball style hot dogging.
Be honest with me.
Yeah.
There's too much hot dogging.
In your heart.
I say,
there's
sir.
Too much hot dogging.
There's too much hot dogging from this LeBron fella.
Switching teams 4 times.
We got bad news. Foghorn sold LeBron to the Monstars. I got a contract here verified by a notary certified by the state of South Carolina saying that this fella here is property of the Monstars.
You can't do that, Foghorn.
It's legal in two. Show me in the Emancipation Proclamation.
It's true.
Where it's specifically enumerated that the Toontown is covered
by the 13th Amendment.
By the 13th Amendment.
Or what is it, 12th?
13th.
Which one's slavery?
Ah, who gives a shit, son?
20 something?
I don't know.
Anyway. What was I just going to say? Oh, Adam, in your heart of hearts, you are waiting for an opportunity to play guitar in public.
Oh, yeah. Madison Square Garden.
No. Yeah. A small get-together,
but
you're waiting for it.
The next time we go on tour, MSG. We should just let you do like
open with guitars.
Yeah.
Get booed.
That'll be awesome. We hard cap the shows at an hour 30 minutes.
Yeah. Adam does about 40 minutes of Bob Dylan covers.
And then we come out.
I don't even change the lyrics to being about gay
sex.
No,
you're just
sincere.
Yeah. I would love honestly, I would love like if we went and it was blowing on the show, but if we went back on the road, like book like one of the larger markets.
Yeah.
And then like have a sold out show at like some 300 capacity theater. Yeah.
To see the three of us.
And then just, like, honestly, just let you play guitar
I'll
until you're done
bullet.
With it. And
I'll
then,
take the bullet.
And then get off stage, and that's it. Show's over. We fucking pack up. The venue's like, no, seriously, guys, that's the show.
We should just form the worst band of all time.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we're just
I'm down, dude.
Yeah,
that's not a bad idea. But you got to admit that guitar is cool.
FAG no. sound system.
I'm not trying to skate, dude. Yeah. I'm playing you guitar. Are,
you're basically one of those skate dads.
No, I'm not a skate dad.
You are.
I'm not a skate dad.
You are. You're going to be playing guitar when like your kids' friends come by.
No, yeah. Dude.
You're going to be tuning it. You won't be playing. You'll be tuning it.
Of
hoping
course, I'm
going to
be
asks.
One of the cool dads.
Me and Stav will be
that's
dead.
Friends with the kids.
I'll walk off into the sunrise.
Yep.
And Stav will be in fucking Candyland.
Of course, I'm going to have
I'll be in Taste Jam.
Yeah. That's your heaven.
That's heaven for me, brother. Eating cakes to save my friend Bugs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sucking dick. Damn.
It's kind of a beautiful image.
I can't wait to eat my lunch that I packed.
What'd you get? What'd you bring?
Chicken souvlaki.
Ooh.
A little rice and a cabbage, peppers, you know, a little salad type thing.
Yeah.
I cooked up a bunch of chicken in the Instant Pot, but I didn't use the, what's it called? The trivet, the thing that comes with it?
I don't know.
I didn't use that, and it burned all over the bottom.
Oh,
but
that sucks.
I might add a little flavor.
It's
little
crispy.
Because, yeah. I mean, it was like 6 pounds of chicken. So
yeah.
You got a little crispy.
You disperse that throughout the... I might be in for a little pleasant surprise this week.
Yep.
It's going to be
it'll be disgusting.
Yeah, my money's on disgusting.
That sounds disgusting.
You know, I actually destroyed the meal I was making. But
who knows?
We're serving it anyways. Coming up on Kitchen Who Gives a Shit.
Who cares? Yeah. I can't wait till it's kitchen. I can't wait till my life.
Coming up
over.
On It's the Only Restaurant Left in Town After COVID.
Damn, I'm going to
be food
pissed.
Is absolutely disgusting. Shut up. Okay.
Once I
guess
vaxxed,
I'll just go back to England then.
Once I get vaxxed, I'm going to a big steakhouse.
Dude, we should go to Chinese buffet before anything.
No, spiritually, we should.
It's never good.
Shut
it's
the fuck up.
It's just volume.
Shut up.
Would you
dude.
Just stop?
All right, just do your friend stuff together.
You're coming.
Wait, this isn't even.
Of course, I'm gonna.
This
come.
Isn't even friend stuff.
I just don't want. I just don't.
This is overlapping problems.
Yeah. You know I like my special places, you know?
And they're almost, you're one for like 18 of places you've taken us.
We do friend stuff.
We do friend stuff.
It's not like we went to go see Neil Simon because I'm like, I'm going to hurt myself tonight.
Paul Simon.
We went to see Neil Simon.
The playwright?
Yes.
Yeah. Or was, all right.
Didn't you go see Paul Simon?
We did go
we
see
did,
Paul
yeah,
Simon.
Yeah, it was nice.
I misspoke.
It was very funny. Nick and I were like very moved by the show, and then right as it ended, we're like, "Wow, that's amazing! This guy's like had this long career. He's written all these songs everyone knows." And then like right after the show was ending, we saw like a 13 or 14 year old boy.
Yeah, that's honestly all I remember from that night is that grown boy
holding hands
with
his
mom.
And it just snapped Nick and I out loser. Of the out of like the.
Yeah.
The sweet trance that we were in. We're like, look at that fucking loose.
Oh, fuck. All right. Time all for right. lunch.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
See
ya. Thanks for listening to Cumtown.